Hello, happy shiny people. It's Miri again with another AMA from the Christmas Project. As I have said every single time I do this, I don't edit audio because I'm a lazy asshole. So this is how we actually sound. It is raw and unfiltered. And I have Koala with me today.
Hi.
So her voice does in fact sound this good. Unfiltered. How awesome is that?
Oh my god.
Okay, so we have questions from the people. Two of the questions seem unrelated, but because the people asked related questions, I rewarded them by asking the two unrelated questions. And then the final question is so out of left field, I had to ask it. So that'll be a fun ender. So what was it like collaborating on this project?
This was my first like big collab, so it was lots of fun, very nerve-wracking. I was super excited but panicked. I sent in my first like recording and then got a lovely DM that made me like shudder, and I was like, oh, I suck, cool. But it was just like constructive feedback on like how to be better, and it's actually helped me a lot after that. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So what kind of audio equipment did you use?
I have a Blue Yeti right now, and that's pretty much my audio equipment and my laptop, and then I record on Audacity. Nothing like super super fancy.
Yeah, but you do fancy things on that though. Because you've gotten into the editing side and stuff.
Yes, and I am still on Audacity, and I have a love-hate relationship with it. It's probably the ugliest program I've ever used in my life, interface-wise. But I've been using it for over 10 years, so I'm just very comfortable with it.
Oh, that's good. What was it like to be brought into the project?
I first heard about the project on Fabcast,
I was talking about it on there.
Yeah. And I was talking to my friend and I said, I want in. How do I do it? How do I get there? And at the time you didn't know how you were going to cast people. And I was like, well, if there's auditions, I'm going to audition because I want to be in this friggin' project so bad. And then I got a DM from you, and I literally was in a voice chat and I just like stopped talking. And I was like, ah, and had like a mini panic. And it was super exciting. And then I was nervous for the whole time. So I'm still nervous like every time I press record. So
really? And you've been doing this a while.
Yeah, almost 6 months, and I still get nervous every time.
Sorry, I want to make a like a virgin joke.
I mean, yeah, pretty much every time's the first time.
Oh, that's awesome. As I discovered when I recorded with Dulcet yesterday, they reminded me that I sent my ask message at like 10:30 at night because apparently I have no concept of time. So I'm curious, like, do you remember when I messaged you? Like, was it at some like really weird ass hour?
I was very much awake.
That's good.
That says nothing for what time it was though, because my sleep schedule is awful. But I was very awake when I got that message. Like it showed up and I was like, ah.
As long as you were awake, that's all we ask. First unrelated question, is there anything you are looking forward to this year besides the end of quarantine, lockdown, restrictions, whatever you want to call it?
Oh gosh. I don't know. I don't even know what I look forward to eating later today.
Oh my gosh.
Like I have no idea what I look forward to this year.
You live in the present.
Yeah, like I think I live in the past. I'm still thinking about what happened yesterday and like every little thing I said. I'm not sure what I'm looking forward to. Like, I don't know, like getting better at Tetris. Like, I feel like that's my current goal in life.
That's good.
Yeah. Simple things.
Yeah. Are you going to horrify people with any more cosplays on the end of Sexy Gritty?
Ooh, To be continued, maybe.
It's gonna be a saga.
Every time someone mentions something, I'm like, well, I mean, it can't be worse than Gritty, right?
Well, there's, what is it, Mr. Blobby?
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, that one's a little bit much, but it really depends. If someone if someone bets me to do something or dares me to do something, there's a very good chance I'll probably do it.
I'm honestly, sorry, just because we're on this topic, I'm honestly surprised I haven't seen like a sexy red green cosplay from you.
Ooh, I mean, you know what? You know what? Like, where's my bucket hat?
Flannel, shorts, suspenders, roll of duct tape.
That's just like my average like outfit though. Like that's like, just like a, what I wear on a Tuesday.
Oh my god, duct tape a beard.
Oh my god. I think I have definitely made a mustache or two in my time of cosplaying, so I could probably make a decent beard. I've always wanted to grow one.
That'd be amazing. Plus, your face would be warm.
Exactly, and it is freezing, so.
Yeah. All right, what was the most difficult part about creating and being involved in this project?
Like, all of it? I would say... I wouldn't say anything was really difficult. Like, the script was great. Besides like learning how to record for other people, I think was more difficult, and not having 7,000 takes to choose from and just kind of being like, well, this is it, here you go, I hope something's good in there. Being able to like, because sometimes I'll be editing and just like re-record something for myself because I can. Mm-hmm. But kind of just like giving everything over and then just being like, I hope that was okay.
I thought it was great, so what do I know? So do you ever feel awkward, uncomfortable, uneasy when you make audios with someone in a collab atmosphere? So how was it, just not awkward at all? Is it awkward doing intimate scenes? And I know you've done other types of collabs, so you can feel free to like compare this type of one to others.
I've done both collabs where it's just a script and I read it and I send my lines. And I've also done ones where we improv on a call. And those ones are definitely kind of like nerve-wracking and a little bit awkward. They can inevitably awkward. But this one wasn't awkward at all. I just kind of like, was here, this is it, I hope it's okay. Listening to it afterwards was a little awkward, but I think listening to your voice anytime is a little awkward.
I know the feeling. That's why I tend not to edit anything that I record, because I'm just like, nope, out of my sight. That's what we're doing now. I don't need to listen to my voice for hours on end. I'm good. So how long did it take you to record your part?
I did it over a few days. I recorded like scene by scene, and I definitely didn't go in any sort of like logical order.
Just like, I was feeling this, so I'm going to do this one.
Yeah, I recorded like all the safer work parts at like nighttime, like... in like the dead of night when my house was filled, and then I recorded all the other scenes during like midday when I was alone. And like I think I took maybe like a week and a half just like slowly going through, because there was quite a few scenes. So
there were, I think, yeah, especially for the siblings. Mm-hmm. There were quite a few scenes. I really liked the one where you're going out into the snow and being like, Olivia, come back. Because you get this sense of like, oh God, why? Why do you have to be like this? Like, just why? Now I have to fix this mess. I can't believe you right now.
That's pretty much how I was thinking of it.
Like,
when I read the character, I was like, oh yeah, she's annoyed.
Just permanently annoyed.
Which like mood me.
Yeah. Can we expect more collabs or radio play like this one in the future? And I think you've already got collabs coming out, if I'm remembering.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know about anything this large, but I've been doing more like actual not GWA stuff that's like more safe for work. And then my own collabs as well, because I like hanging out with people and working together.
That's always good. Other unrelated question. In general, what are your book recommendations?
Oh, okay. Yeah, totally. I can do that. I am currently reading The Yellow Wallpaper and Other Stories, which is like an anthology of like soft horror, like nothing like super scary. And then the whole Kuchel's legacy, like it's like 16 books. It's written by Jacqueline Carey and I highly recommend it. I've reread it more than once.
I am impressed with your ability to stay committed to a book series. Kudos to you.
I love very long books. The longer it is, the better, as long as it's engaging. But I, even when I listen to like audios, I like plot in a lot of it. So.
No, that's really great. I'm not going to argue with liking plot. So as evidenced by what I write. What is one thing you learned about yourself as a creative after finishing this Christmas project?
I like being more hands-on than I thought I would. I don't know. Yeah, I think that's probably what I learned.
I didn't like having control?
I like having control. A little bit. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's it.
That's always good to learn about yourself, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
So this is a good question, because you've done both of these kinds of things. Is it easier to perform a VA with a silent listener script or to perform a VA to a VA script?
I would say just because I'm used to it, it's easier with a listener, because that's what I improv, that's what I write, that's what I usually perform. But I think it's more fun to have someone replying, especially when you do it live. You get like more chemistry and you can add lines, take them away and all that fun stuff.
So when I asked Eli this question, I'm bringing it up because you were paired in it. He was like, yeah, I kind of cheated because Koala sent in all of her lines early. So I'd like listen to what she was doing and then respond back. So he's like, I fully cheated to do that. So that's what happens when you send your stuff in early/on time. Just as a listen to everybody, people will use it.
You know what? Good for him. Make your life easier.
How did you find the motivation to keep going when dealing with a big project, whether it's something like this or another one, but one of those bigger projects?
Get it out of the way. That sounds so bad. But no, try and get as much done as possible when you're in the mood for it. And don't force myself when I don't want to do it. If I don't want to do something, it's not gonna happen. So I just waited until I had motivation to do something. And also I was super excited about this project. So I was itching to do it and read the character. Yeah.
No, it's I think I've mentioned this before, haven't I? I think it was you and Bunny both filled a script of mine a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the opening two lines of both your fills, and I was like, yeah, so that's Octavia, that's Olivia. Like, just in the first two lines, didn't even get to the sex part. I was like, boom, done. And if they say no, I'll cry.
Oh, I love that. I also, when I was listening through, like, listening to Bunny and I, like, as sisters, was super interesting to me.
It was cute.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, the annoyed tinge you had. I was like, this is perfect. This is what I wanted.
I actually wasn't acting. I was just playing myself.
It's like, I love you, but please stop living out of igloos.
Yeah.
What work have you done that you are most proud of? And because this is happening so long since we released the Christmas thing, I'm actually going to say, up until this point of all your work, what have you released that you're the most proud of?
I started a new series recently, and I'm really proud of it. Because it is like full movie studio editing, and it took a very long time to create. And that's probably what I'm most proud of.
Is that the one I'm seeing on your Patreon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's awesome. And feel free now to plug your Patreon, because I'm cool with that.
I have a Patreon. Yeah. There.
With an awesome series that you all should be listening to. Like, there you go.
Yeah, it's a multi-listener series. There's a part, if you're female or male, you can listen to both. You can listen to just one, and they overlap. So, yeah.
That's awesome. You write scripts, making sure. Like, I've written some. Okay. So, of the stuff you've written, and we're going to include improving in there because it's just an unwritten script. What would you like to actually happen in your life of the things that you've written or improved?
Ooh, that's a really great question. I write a lot of fantasy stuff. And that's just like my vibe and superhero stuff. So pretty much anything related to that. I would love to be a superhero. That just seems cool.
Doesn't it? You get like the best costumes too.
Super cool costumes. Like, obviously I like attention. So you get a lot of attention from everyone. Everyone loves you. It's great.
Perfect. Did you have a favorite couple or character in the collab?
Yes.
And who was it?
I liked all the couples, but like for different reasons.
You can share that.
You're going to make me remember names now. Okay. Olivia.
And Taylor. And
Taylor were probably my favorite couple. I teared up a little bit. They great. 10 out of 10.
They were so cute. They were the cute so couple. Cute.
And then Oliver
and Liam.
And Liam. They were the hot couple. Those are my two favorite couples.
And then because I spoke about this with Eli, I was like, so when I was writing it, Octavia and Jonathan are based on the quintessential, like, the city girl and the town boy, obviously. But I wanted to give them the vibe that even when they're not in the scene, they're fucking somewhere. Like, in between loads that they bring into the house that one day, they're having sex in the trunk. Like, that morning that she stormed out, they just finished having sex. Like, yeah. Like
at all times,
the drive back to his place, they were basically having sex as he was driving the entire time. They're fucking like rabbits was like the vibe that I wanted for them. Was like, you don't know where they are, but whatever they're doing, they're having sex. And that's mostly because of my annoyance with Hallmark couples where you're just like, kiss! Why haven't you kissed yet? We all know it's going to happen. Just let it happen.
Do it.
So, So I thought you both did a very good job of like giving off that vibe of like, yeah, because the makeup in the car scene, I didn't realize until I heard it how quickly it went from I'm mad at you to we're having sex now. Like, I was like, that's fast even for porn. Oh, I'm so sorry. Ah, see, I was just worried about you. It's fine. Like, and bam, sex in the car. See, both worked really well with that.
I didn't read it that way, but I'm glad it turned out the way you wanted.
That's good. See, I never like explaining what goes on in my head before people fill stuff, because then it's just going to freak them out. For example, I keep getting comments on Liam and Oliver that they had great character development. That is some of the laziest writing I have ever done, was for them. So it's just, you never know how something's going to turn out, especially like when put in the hands of performers, which I don't know, I enjoy it. It lets me be surprised.
I'm also really bad that I don't necessarily read a full script before I fill it.
That's fantastic. I love that.
I'm the worst. I filled a few of your scripts where I'm like, no, I'm just going to fill it. It's fine. It will be great because it's a good script. You would just start reading it. Yeah.
Are we talking about Saga of You and the ending? Is there like an outtake of you going, what the fuck?
I literally just read it and be like, I was like, you know what? That sounds right. Yeah, keep going. It's on brand.
No, that was it wasn't going to happen. And then I was like, huh, I wonder how I can fuck this up at the end. Let's put this in there. But thank you for dealing with my insanity, as I say to everybody.
I appreciate every minute of it.
How do you feel after having completed such a big audio production? Was there any kind of personal realization, a new understanding about yourself, your skills, your capabilities? What did that whole completion moment feel like?
I listened to it the first time with a group of, I want to say, 15 people.
I saw that.
Which was an experience in itself. And that wasn't the last time I listened to it in a group of people either. I listened to it after that again, all the way through, all 3 hours. And it was very interesting to see other people's reactions. Well, I was like, that's my voice.
And then I was like, loved you.
That's pretty much my reaction. I was like, maybe I shouldn't hate it as much.
Oh, so that was a positive experience.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool to see how, like, because I have like all the unedited stuff and it just kind of sounds like me talking, and what it kind of turned into afterwards.
Oh, that is cool. So in approaching this project, was there any preparation you did before you sat down, read stuff, and like started to record? Was there any kind of like preparation surrounding that?
I did watch Sweet Home Alabama and Miss Congeniality.
Yes!
Which like, yes! Are hallmarks, but like I was like, no, this is it.
Yes to that. I'm sorry. I get mad at anybody who doesn't like Miss Congeniality.
That's such a good movie.
It is, right? It hits all the points, but it's like genuinely funny and sweet and just,
it's so good.
Is our age showing now? I don't know.
It might be.
All right. The final question that is completely out of left field, but I have to ask it because it is completely out of left field.
All right.
Of all the GWA related subreddits, and I know there's a bunch, there's like Audible, Sapphic, Gay, and a bunch of others, of all the VAs on across them, who do you think you can individually take in a bare knuckle fist fight?
There's a list.
We've got time for a list.
I'm pretty sure I could take a few of them in a bare knuckle fist fight. But like, which one would be mad at me not saying I could probably take all three of the demon boys. So Deadly, Crunchy, and Moral. I could probably in a fist fight, even if they fought me at the same time.
I love this. You're giving me an actual answer. Everybody else gave a cop-out answer so far. You're just like, and not even one. You're like, I can take three.
No, yeah.
I can take all three of them. What was it? A Byboy's answer was my favorite. He's like, I'd take Eli because I feel that we both wouldn't fight. Just like, guys, come on. Okay, we've got a real answer. And it's three people. Like, you, if honestly, I will say, if anybody can take multiple VAs in a bare knuckle fist fight, my money would be on you. So I'm glad you recognize your own abilities, because that is important in life. So that was the final question.
Heck yeah.
That wraps this all up, which is great. Are there other things you want to tell the people? Anything you got coming up, going on? You can promote your Twitter on here, because I don't give a shit. We don't have sponsors. So
I have a Twitter. I wouldn't follow it, to be completely honest. But you can.
There's too much violence on there.
Yeah, there's Twitter in general is a really violent place. So, but yeah, I have a Twitter. I mean, if you don't follow me on Reddit, like, hey, you could do that too. That'd be cool.
And any cool projects coming up that you like want to give a taste of?
Not that I can mention.
Wow. Oh, we got like non-disclosure projects. That's
cool. Yeah, I feel like it was mentioned, but I also feel like I can't mention it myself. So I'm just going to say can't mention it. No, Gone Wild Resort is going to be out, which is, we did Gone Wild University, where a bunch of us were professors, and there was like a timetable. And now we're doing Gone Wild Resort at the end of like March, beginning of April. So I think there's like 20 different VAs on the project.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of this thing. Bye-bye, internet people.
Bye.
Bye.